Anchorage representative Garen Tarr has been working for a couple of years to require food manufacturers to identify any GMOs, or genetically modified organisms, on the ingredient labels that are already found on most grocery store products.
It's really a consumer right to know issue. People want to know what's in the food they're eating. And for the folks that have concerns about GMOs and want to be able to pick foods without genetically modified ingredients, this gives them an opportunity to read through that ingredient list and choose the product they want to buy.
A handful of states have passed labeling bills, though none have become effective yet. Tarr says 60 other countries require GMO labeling. She believes that Alaska's legislation will contribute to the growing momentum in the U.S. to identify GMOs on many of the same or similar products sold here. Tarr says 10 states have bills in the works, but one state could flip things in a hurry.
In similar sort of product manufacturing changes, California, when something happens in California, it often means that everything changes in the entire market. California considered GMO labeling as a ballot proposition that narrowly failed. GMO folks spent about $46 million opposing that ballot proposition.
Agricultural states like California have by far the largest commercial stake in GMOs. Prior to Tarr's bill, Alaska has been more focused on the first genetically modified animal for human consumption. The Alaska legislature in 2005 required labeling of any genetically modified salmon sold in the state. But so far, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has not approved what opponents refer to as frankenfish, although a decision is pending. House Bill 92 was introduced into the Resources Committee on March 9th and is being held for further consideration. Tarr, a Democrat, has not brought in any Republican co-sponsorship yet, but she says bipartisan cooperation is likely. Tarr says she's received over 1,500 emails regarding GMO labeling, and the issue seems more personal than political.
Its supporters are a very diverse group of people. You have really conservative people thinking, I have a fundamental right to know what's in my food, and that the government has a responsibility to, you know, make that process necessary, make it a requirement. And then you have people kind of on the other end of the spectrum, more concerned about environmental issues and agricultural crop diversity and what we're doing in terms of pesticide use.
The costs of HB 92 are uncertain. The financial analysis attached to the bill says that it will create an increased regulatory burden for the Department of Environmental Conservation, and there will be staff training costs. Tarr says the bill, which covers both animal and plant products, will not affect food sold in restaurants. A documentary film called GMO OMG is being screened around the state to coincide with the introduction of HB 92. Tarr says that 75 people attended the showing in Fairbanks. She expected large turnouts for screenings in Sitka, Anchorage, and Juneau. The co-sponsors so far of HB 92 are Representative Scott Kawasaki and House Minority Leader Chris Tuck. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.